All right, yep. So Fat, yep. Something to make us chortle.
Hume.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy, I've been chuckling about this all day. Yes. It's not a joke, but something that happened to me this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay?
So it's just a life story.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if I should tell it because it's interesting.
Oh.
So last night I had a couple of beers. A mate come down, Corey from Ballarat, and he likes to have a few frothies, so I had a few frothies. I couldn't sleep last night, and I wake up early. The cats are playing. I don't know. There's a bit happening. So I wake up early, which I never do. Put on the runners, and I go for a walk, Jim. So I go down to my local park, which is 10 minutes away in Geelong. This is this morning, Jim.
Yes.
Right? So I've gone for a walk, and I've walked a lap and walking down there, and fair to say I was busting for a crap.
Oh, no.
Jim, I was. Because every morning I'm a morning person, Jim.
Yes. Ballyang Century.
Well, it was mighty close to Ballyang Century. It was. So I'm busting for one. There's no dunnies where I was at this oval.
Please tell me you didn't stop.
Well, I found a tree, right? A couple of trees, Jim. Well, so I didn't want to tell you this, but
I can't operate this way.
Well, so I quickly put the shorts down, Jim, and I was sitting there minding my own business, doing my own business.
Next to a tree.
Next to a tree, Jim.
Fat. I don't think that's legal.
Yes, it is. Well,
or acceptable.
But I'm squatting too, which I'm not too good at, Jim. Anyway, you wouldn't believe what happened.
I don't believe it so far.
No, you wouldn't believe what happened, Jim. This big dog comes. A big dog came bounding towards me, right? And it got off the leash or whatever.
Fat.
And it was like that bloke on the TV. That dog come bounding towards me.
I don't want to hear any more.
So this dog comes bounding towards me. So I quickly stand up, pull my shorts up. Well,
had you done any?
Anyway, but I'm standing there and I'm going, oh, you're a big dog and nice dog and all that. And the owner, an older lady, finally comes running up going, Rover, come here, Rover. Anyway.
What the hell?
So you wouldn't believe. And she said, look, it's a good dog. It won't bite you. It's all good and all that. And I go, that's fine, Dale. All right. And
Now,
Jim, you wouldn't believe what happened next.
I don't want to hear what happened next.
She looks down. She goes, oh, Rover, you haven't.
She put
on a plastic glove, Jim. She put a plastic glove on. She picked up my turn.
I cannot hear any more of this.
And put it in a bag, Jim.
What the?
Jim, I'm telling you. And she walked off with
you
my turn. Well, what am I going to say? That's my turn.
That you cannot do this.
She walked off, Jim, with my turn.
Would have been warm in her hand.
And she thought Rover had done it.
No. That's a big one for Rover. Look at the size of that body.
Can you believe that, Jim?
No, I can't. That's made me feel all wrong as we go into the footy tonight.
I've gone back into the archives and pulled out one of my favourites, Jim, because this just sprung up on us, as you know. I said to a girl the other night, I said, do you like Dick Tracy? She said, yes, I do. And my name's Sharon.
Oh, Jim.
You went with that 2 months ago.
Rabs, shush. I was down the supermarket the other day, Joey, and this girl come up and offered her services for the night. In exchange, I was supposed to advertise some kind of all-purpose cleaner. Of course, Joey, you know me, I declined. I don't fall in for that stuff, mate. I'm a person of high morals and strong willpower.
That's right.
Just as strong as Clean Bright, the super strong all-purpose cleaner, now available with scented lemongrass. And let me tell you, it does work. It is fantastic.
Bill.
Hey, you wouldn't believe this, Daisy. Last night, I had sex for 3 hours. I'm just on fire, Daisy. And you know why? Because we had to spice a few things up at home. So we went into the role-playing, okay? And the Dahl was the doctor and I was the patient. And guess what? I waited for 2 hours and 55 minutes last night.
Oh, no.
Did you get that, Raps? I was waiting for 2 hours and 55 minutes. And
Oh, I got it.
You went for three.
But yeah, you live at home alone.
Jimmy boy, what has three legs and three eyes?
What?
Three pirates. Did you know, Jim?
Oh, how bad
I like
that?
So bad.
I put the Christmas Day test on a joke. Like, if that's the sort of garbage you hear on Christmas Day when it comes out of your bloody hat thing,
bonbon,
then that's not good enough to be on our show.
Jim, that was a warm up. Okay,
I hope so.
Get them all settled and ready for
another.
We're
all flat now.
Yeah,
for a cracker. Neil Armstrong, Jim. You know who he is.
Also the first man on Mrs. Armstrong. And are you the same Neil Armstrong?
That's it. Used to tell really bad jokes about walking on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
He used to, Jim. And then when no one really laughed, you know what he'd say?
What?
Ah, well, I guess you had to be there.
Oh, no.
Had a chance that one, but then it just throws away the punchline with bad inflection.
Jim, you had to be there.
Thank you, Bill. I get the joke. It's not a bad joke. It's the telling of the joke that really flattens it.
Do you know my wife and kids are leaving me, Jim, because of my love of horse racing?
No, I didn't know that.
And they're off. Oh, there no. goes Adele through the front door. There's the kids there behind her. They've gone to the pub.
Oh, no. That actually isn't bad, and we needed to see you deliver it.
Oh, but your
stupid
head's
gone.
All right. Oh, he's laughing. Here we go.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I get the feeling we've heard this one before.
Yeah.
Well, yes. We're recycling, Jim. We're in the business of recycling because it's good for the environment.
Come on.
Yellow bin. Oh, bins, Brownless.
Bins.
A 10-year-old girl asks the mother, Jim, "Mummy, how was I born?" Good question. So the mother smiles and replied, "Once upon a time, Daddy and I decided to plant a wonderful little seed. Daddy put it in the earth and took care of it every single day. After a while, the seed started to grow more and more leaves, Jim. In a few months, it turned into a beautiful, healthy plant. So we took that plant, we dried it, we smoked it, and we got that high, we f***ed without a
belt." There's inner probes and there's inner probes. You can't be going with that.
What? That's a good one. Look at Rapsy. Rapsy just seen Eric Banner.
That's not. Yes. That's not in the ballpark of a probes.
Yesterday, I went to a Weight Watchers party, but nobody mentioned obesity. I guess nobody wanted to mention the elephants in the room.
That's you and I, Bill.
Oh, I know. Where I can see you there. A good friend of mine, after 7 years of medical training and hard work, of course, has been struck off the registry. Black band, okay? What happened was he slept with one of his patients. They were good friends, but he slept with one of his patients and can now no longer work in the work that he loved doing and spent 7 years at medical training for. What a waste of bloody time, effort and training. And, of course, money. I tell you, he's a really good bloke and he would have made a brilliant vet. He's going to be one of the best vets you've ever seen, Dave.
He's warped. And he's warped. You are not well, Phil.
It was mine and my wife's 20... Oh, Lee Davies rang me. Hang on.
Oh, no. Jeez, he's taking a phone call during the show.
Radiocraft, bins.
We'll get rid of that.
Come on,
it was
bins.
Mine and my wife's 25th wedding anniversary the other day, Jim.
Yes.
And she said to me, "Do you know I wore this on our first date and it still fits me?"
Oh.
I said, "It's a scarf, doll."
Oh, no.
She's wearing a scarf, Jim.
Yeah. Jeez.
Just how disappointing is that? You know, you don't do the show for a week, you come back, you're sort of half excited about doing it again, and then Bill lays that crap out.
Jim, it was a scarf.
You can't polish that brown thing fat.
No.
All right.
A little entree.
Yes, Jim. Oh, no.
What's red and bad for your teeth?
What?
a brick.
That's all right. That's all right, Fat. Oh, I don't think you need to go again.
No, I want to give you this one.
All right.
What about this, Jim? The other day, I bought a used Volvo from Neil Diamond on Gumtree. Hmm? Sweet car online. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, no. See, the red was bad for your teeth.
Car
wasn't bad.
Online.
Deal. It wasn't bad, was it? Red and bad for your teeth. So you get a good reception for a joke, you cut and run. Instead of that, he backs it up with that rubbish.
Two from two from brick jokes.
Oh, my God.
Brick's been good to me, actually. Brick. Two ladies were sitting together, Jim, just having a little chat. And one of the ladies said, I understand how you get Bob from Robert and you get Bill from William, but how do you get Dick from Richard? And the other one said, well, just ask him nicely.
Oh. Come on, Fred.
Jim. Come on. Jim. Ramsey likes it. What are you going to say now, Jim? No. You can't have a go at me.
No.
That's cock to me.
No.
My grandpa, oh, I love him. He's a great man, my grandpa. He told me not to go down to the brothel down the road. He said, I will see things that I shouldn't see. So, guess what, Joey? I went.
And what did you see, Bill?
My grandpa.
So stupid.
Naughty grandpa.
Grandpa.
Oh, it's a sad joke today, Daisy. You wouldn't believe it. My girlfriend's dog just died. So I got her a identical one to cheer her up because I'm a good bloke.
Yes, you are.
And guess what? It just made her more upset. She yelled at me, what am I supposed to do with two dead dogs?
It's identical.
It's identical. Oh. It's a little poem.
All right.
Okay, Jim. Yeah. Are you ready? Old MacDonald had Tourette's. E-I-E-I.
Oh! Fat! You can't be government. What the hell is that?
It's a nursery rhyme.
It's not a probes. just dropped a bomb on us.
I just want to see Dad telling that at the dinner table.
I don't think he will.
Last day, so here's a joke for you, my dearest buddy. Jim, where do you find your buccaneers?
Oh, where?
On your buccaneer. I got another one.
Doesn't even get it right. No. We've told this joke 1,000 times. Yeah. He always puts an S on the end of it. Bill, it's where do you find a buccaneer?
Where?
On your bucking head. That's the joke. There's no S on the end of it.
But we've got two ears.
Oh. Come on, something nice and crisp and humorous to finish. And a prose.
There's trouble in the family, Jim.
Yeah?
The whole family is really concerned about Grandpa's Viagra addiction.
Right.
Nana is taking it particularly hard.
Oh, no. Oh. Come on. Can't be discussing Nana.
Poor old Nan.
That's not anywhere near at the level.
Poor old Nan, Jim. She's taking it hard.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
What did the psychiatrist say to the naked man?
What did he say, Bill?
I used to think you were crazy, but now I see you're nuts.
I get it. It's just not very funny. No,
and it's been told about seven times in the show as well.
Bill.
Anyway, play the music. What does the dentist of the year get? He just gets a little plaque. But I've got the me number two now. This is the main.
So, Ian, is the second one better than the first one? Because that was crap.
No, that was good. No, that was a little crap. One at the dinner table, a little pluck. How did the New Zealander find the sheep in the tall grass, Daisy?
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
Very, very satisfying.
Bill!
You can't. Lunch for the boys across the ditch.
Did he shear the sheet?
He's not shearing it with anyone. I met an older lady at the bar last night. She was about 60, a very nice lady. And we drank and, we just had some fun together, spoke and talked for a long time. And at one stage, she asked me if I've ever had a mother-daughter threesome. I said, no, I have not. I couldn't believe it. We drank some more. And then she leans over and whispers, this is your lucky night. So I went back to her place, Daisy, and she put the hall light on and shouted upstairs, hey, Mum, you still awake? No, Daisy.
Not from the Cremorne, no, folks. Nan's Daisy. Coming down the stairs.
Oh, no. I just left. Let me tell you, I left.
Lies.
I walked out.
Lies.
I walked out.
Lies, you would have helped her down the stairs.
What does everyone in the world get for their birthday? Older. No, there's another little one, just in case.
That's every morning.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact joke.
It's a joke fact. Every morning.
It was absolutely fact.
Every morning, I tell my wife I'm going jogging. Good. It's become a running joke.
Oh, gee. There were some rippers this week. And you.
Yeah, I told you. I did give you a heads up.
You did. Been too early.
I asked my phone, Siri, why am I so bad with women? She said, I'm Alexa, you dickhead. Not bad. Not bad.
I laughed. Siri laughed. Yeah. Zuckerberg laughed.
Hey, Google. Some very sad news over the weekend, boys. Sir Sean Connery passed away. He was 90. He was the original James Bond and the best, I reckon. Joey, what do you reckon?
Never saw any of the James Bonds, Bill. Wasn't a fan.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Sorry. Jeez. Just I've never seen James Bond.
You haven't?
Never seen What's it,
wrong?
Nah.
Oh, fair dinkum. All right, but he was fantastic.
But I love Sean Connery.
In honour of the great man.
Exactly right, Rabsy. In honour of the great man, we're going to play one of the great Sean Connery jokes.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery. Oh.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
That's terrible.
He's absolutely terrible.
A bloke was sitting there reading the newspaper, just minding his own business, Dave.
Yes.
And his wife came up behind him with a fry pan and went whack, hit him over the back of the head.
Righto, why?
Knocked it, dazed him. You know, he's a bit dazed. He wakes up. He said, what's that about? What are you doing that for? She said, I just found a note in your pants and it's got Jennifer on it. He said, oh, yeah, that's a horse's name. It's a tip I got from the blokes down the pub. So I wrote it down, Jennifer. And she goes, all right, sorry, doll. Sorry, I shouldn't have probably whacked you over there with a fry pan. So there he is, Saturday night, just sitting there on the couch minding his own business. Wife comes up again with a fry pan and went whack. Knocked him out. He wakes up. He goes, what was that for? She said, your horse just rang.
Very good.
Hey, boys, I don't know if I told you this before, but I proposed to my wife while in Florence.
Mm.
I can't say either of them were particularly impressed. No.
Bill.
Oh, no, yeah. No.
You can't be going with that.
Well, yeah, that's it. Quick, music. Hit the music. My sex life, Joey, is like COVID-19.
Oh, dear. Yeah, where's this going?
I don't have COVID-19.
Yep.
Plus, I always have to wear a mask. I guess the TV ads were lying to us all the time. Aren't you supposed to call a doctor if your election lasts this long?
That's the delivery in that.
Oh, Bill.
I've got to say, the whole year, and Joey and Daisy can attest to this, on socials, everyone's been asking one question.
Yeah.
Can you tell the Thailand joke, please? And for the final time, final show in 2020, can we finally hear the Thailand joke, Bill?
Well, what do you reckon, Joey?
I think you got to go with it, Bill. You got to do it. You got to do it. I haven't heard it, so I don't know what the joke is. So I'm curious. I've been hearing about it all year. It's your last show. Go out with a bang.
Well, go with a bang, all right. This is Billy's joke. That's exactly thought. That's exactly what me and Gab thought.
So, for everyone out there, Bill, this is the famous Thailand joke. Here we go.
And it's not that good, believe me. I'd much rather brick or the vit. But me and Gab, me good mate, we went overseas, we'll say, Rabsy, overseas for a nice family holiday. It was just me and Gav. But we were very excited. We needed a break. We'd had a long year. And when you're overseas to these places, you have a massage because they're nice and cheap and it's very good for you to have a massage. So we found a nice spot, very nice massage place. That nice cheap curtains and that upstairs. So fair to say Gav went first. So he walks upstairs.
Fortunate.
And I still remember to this day, Gav walking down the stairs, tears in his eyes, and saying, "It's a boy, it's a boy, it's a boy." Fair to say, me and Gav never went back to Thailand.
He's finished the year completely butchering the Thailand joke that we all wanted.
That's the joke, isn't it?
Is that a joke?
Yeah. Well, you got to read more into it, Dave. Joey.
Oh, Bill. Have a good break, Bill. You're a star. We love you.
Well done, Cop. Well done. Time. Frothy time now. Sap that boy.